This is a World Challenge Devotion by Gary Wilkerson. When we have no hope. Elisha inherited the role of prophet from Elijah. In 2 Kings 4, Elisha encountered one of his first big tests when he was approached by a Shunammite woman whose son had just died. In desperation, she told Elisha, "I've prayed and fasted, wept and pled, but I have received nothing from the Lord. With my son gone, I don't have the strength to go on. I just don't understand what God is doing. This is more than I can bear." Elisha responded by doing something unusual. He said to Gehazi, his servant, "Tie up your garment." In other words, gird up your loins. Then he continued, "Take my staff in your hand and go. If you meet anyone, do not greet him. And if anyone greets you, do not reply. And lay my staff on the face of the child." 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 29. Heeding Elijah's instructions, Gehazi went to the family's home and laid his staff on the face of the dead child. There was no sign of life, so Gehazi returned to Elisha, saying, "The child is not awakened." 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 31. Here is my question to you. What do you do when everything you try brings no result? Where do you turn when every effort you put forth does not accomplish its purpose? There comes a time when we have no resource but Jesus alone. In this story, Elisha is a type of Christ. He went to the Shunammite family and stretched himself out over the body of the dead boy. When he was face to face, foot to foot, hand to hand over the child, he breathed into him. What happened then? Scripture says the boy sneezed 7 times. See 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 35. He was alive. What brought about this new life? Jesus himself breathed into the situation. When we have no hope, no resources, no ability, Christ breathes his supernatural life into our circumstances. Make this your prayer. "Lord, I have nothing, but you have everything, and I need you now. If you do not breathe into my problem, I won't make it. I can't do it, but you can, Lord." World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.